The Sugar King of Havana, The Rise and Fall of Julio Lobo, Cuba's Last Tycoon, by John Paul Rathbone. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2010 by John Paul Rathbone. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Melanie Jackson Agency and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Cuba has known many rich men since Christopher Columbus first introduced sugarcane to the island. At the start of the 20th century, one Cuban sugar baron tiled the floors of his Havana palace with Italian marble bedded down in sand imported from the Nile. Thomas Terry, the most successful sugar planter of Cuba's colonial years, left $25 million on his death in 1886. Not bad considering that the then richest man in the world, William Backhouse Astor, left just $50 million. Yet Cuba does not have to look back a century or more to find extreme riches. In Havana today, to have Croesus-like wealth is referred to as ser rico como un Julio Lobo, to be as rich as a Julio Lobo. After almost five decades of communism, Lobo's fabled wealth has become folkloric, and he has become emblematic of a way of life that existed in Havana before the dictator Fulgencio Batista fled the island on New Year's Eve 1958. Julio Lobo was the richest man in Cuba, before Castro's revolution did away with such things. Every Cuban schoolchild knows Columbus's description of the island as being more beautiful than any I have ever seen. It is Cuba's first exaggeration. Yet the island has also suffered a commensurately cruel history, like so many beautiful tropical places. Lobo was born in 1898.